We have got to get the people in power that are taking away the health care that right. women have the right to have out of power. Whether they're men or women, they have got to be voted out of power.
Hello, Liz.
Hi, Lee.
How are you, baby?
Couldn't be better, except I could. Except okay. we're on this, it's a pretty day. We're outside again.
Yeah, we have sailed the ship to the back porch.
Thank God.
So that we can enjoy this beautiful day.
It is. It's a beautiful day. And we'll hear a little bit of beeping noises. They're doing some road work somewhere.
Trucks, birds.
Yeah.
We'll see what we got.
Yeah.
Well, I hope everybody's doing well. We are doing well. We just went on a walk.
Yeah.
And we ended up talking about some stuff, but I kind of want to preach at you for a minute.
Oh, I'm ready to be preached at. I'm in need of that.
You're in need of a preach?
Yeah. Throw it at me.
1 minute in. Let's start the sermon.
Yeah, let's start it.
Well, do you know Tina Turner? Are you familiar with her?
Yes, I am.
What about Beyonce? Have you ever heard of
yes,
her?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good.
Yes, I am.
All right,
yes,
well,
I am.
I'm gonna
yes, I do.
I'm going to steal because I just saw this. So we got an acrylic coffee table book holder.
Which has been floating around the house. Everywhere I can look, I'm going, oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. How many did you order?
One. I just keep moving
it. But it keeps moving around the house.
Right.
Now so Tina's got it.
Book in right. it was beautiful, but a little small, and it wasn't balanced on the right place. So I moved it, and I put the Tina Turner coffee table
choice.
Book on it. Now, why do you have a Tina Turner coffee table book?
Because Kendra Nagoop gave it to me for my birthday when I was 69, 2 years ago, right? Or a year ago?
Year ago.
I can do my
you're
math.
You're just 70, right?
Yeah. And she's like one of my iconic, you know, favorite humans that ever sung her way through the planet.
Yeah.
I really love her.
Still yeah, good. It's a great. Didn't you wear one of her dresses at a
I did,
show?
And I think it's in that book.
That's what I was trying to
I
find.
Was on a shoot when I was a model at Belk's in Greensboro shooting like some catalog stuff. Uh-huh. And she had been in Greensboro at the Greensboro Coliseum the night before on her What's Love Got to Do With It tour.
Yes.
And it was it's a gold sequin dress with like this black trim. It had body makeup all over it, which I literally wanted to lick off. I mean, I was like, what? This is Tina Turner. And they had me put it on and took my picture. But we didn't have cell phones
so
then.
Cool.
I don't have any proof of that.
That's too bad.
I don't have any proof of that. But I remember putting it on and you couldn't help but want to shake your ass in it.
Right.
I mean, it was like, yeah, Tina. It felt great.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so you've basically been in the same outfit as Tina Turner. You're basically Tina Turner.
No one can call me basically Tina Turner, but I felt like she and I could fit her clothes.
That's good.
She's got the greatest and had the greatest legs on the planet of any human being, male or female. Can anybody disagree with that?
I can. You.
Oh, thank you.
Your legs.
Thank
so let me get to the point. Let me get to
What's
the point of what
yeah,
I was going to say.
Your point?
Beyonce.
Yes.
Had a quote, and it was the first time she ever saw Tina perform. Mm. She was breathless, I think was the quote, whatever she was. But she said she was powerful, fearless, and fabulous.
Ooh, these are good descriptive words for Tina Turner.
But then it said,
she's all of that.
Then it said, dot, 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 and those legs.
Yes.
So she nailed it. But what I want you, Liz Hilliard, to hear is that's such a perfect way to describe you.
Oh, come
on. No, I'm not just blowing
I did
skirt
wear a dress,
air
come
smoke
on.
Up your skirt.
Yeah.
But yes, you wore her dress. You are powerful. It's literally written on your wall. So there's that.
Well, thanks.
And you
in
are fearless
comparison.
Because you have lived a life not under a rock.
That's for sure.
Not the way.
Especially not recently.
You were supposed to.
Yeah.
And you are fabulous. You're fabulous in every way to me and to everybody else. You're a fashion icon. You're a business entrepreneur. You're an author.
Wow.
You're a podcast co-host. And those legs. So when I opened it up, that's the page that is going to be displayed now.
It is.
Because
and so
I was
the book-
like, oh my gosh, that's so Liz.
Okay, first of all, wow, thank you.
Sure.
It's embarrassing and gratifying, and y'all are all going, wow, y'all really like each other.
That's
thank
true.
You. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I like you, and it's true.
And I'm really glad that that we have the Tina Turner and we have the book thing all settled.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Open up because, looping back to our walk, mm-hmm. I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but, you were struggling with some things that we can or cannot talk about. Mm-hmm. And it just reminded me like how valuable every single person is. And sometimes we forget our value and what we're here for. And I want you to know that you listening are valuable. And I want you, Liz, to know you're valuable.
Thank you.
And I am too, damn it.
You are too, damn it. You are too. I'm going to come up with somebody, that you remind me of.
No. We don't. I'm not iconic. I'm very different from you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't use those three words to describe me. But when I opened that, I thought that very well described you. And not on every day.
Not on every day, for sure.
No. And I don't mean that as a negative. I mean, she's describing her performance of somebody there. And it is like that. Mm. There's times when we're vulnerable or more. Mm-hmm. positive, sweet, and kind. There's lots of different facets to ourselves, which is just incredible. Mm-hmm. But there are some, more descriptive, direct words, and I think that suits you. But do you want to talk about kind of the moments you were having and the way it made you feel?
Gosh, do I? Yeah.
We went down my therapy path last week.
We did. We talked about this in one of the podcasts about, if you're not having some sort of a existential crisis about once a week, then you're probably not doing things well or right.
Right.
I did this weekend, and I can't pinpoint it. Remember?
Sure.
I can't pinpoint exactly why I had this crisis, but it was pretty much, what's the purpose of life? I've lived through 70 years, and to me, the culmination of these points mm-hmm. were I was thinking about the political scene that we're in right now, mm-hmm. and I was simultaneously watching this new movie, which I highly recommend, called Mrs. America. Not at all what you think it's about.
Wait, movie or show?
It's a movie. It's a show.
Okay.
Sorry, it's a show on either Hulu or Netflix. It is not what you think it is. It is about the ERA. In the early 70s, women did not have equal rights to men in many ways. Women could not get their own credit card. You couldn't even apply for your own credit card. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of things. And this is the beginning of Gloria Steinem, Betty Friedan.
Friedan, sorry.
You're right. And then Bella, I can't remember all their names, but everyone knows who Gloria Steinem was. And she was beginning Ms. Magazine. The whole point being is I was a young person. I was mm-hmm. 17 in 1971 and 16 in 1970 and all those things. And I remember all this. Mm-hmm. Plus, I lived through the harshest thing you could, having my own abortion.
Right.
But I was looking at the political climate and I got so angry mm-hmm. that I couldn't come to grips with it because it's... Of course, this election is not coming down to women's health. But when you take away the rights of one to have self-domination, what is it called?
Autonomy
of their own humanness, then that's just of half of the population.
Right.
Then that's not only not democracy, that's just sinful. And if you could describe a sin, I think that would be a sin against nature to take away a person's right to make a decision about their own health.
Right.
And their own bodies. And if you have a separate opinion, and this is what got me angry because I was watching this movie and I hope you all watch it or some whatever series.
Yeah.
I have no more words to say. The words have been said. The words were said in the 70s. They keep being said over and over. All the people back in those days, the ERA, the women fighting for equal rights, were not fighting against the women who did not want the right to choose, who did not want to do anything but, be a wife, which is an honorable thing to be. But what they were doing was fighting for women to have a choice. Mm-hmm. And so I told you a while ago, it was like, I've had it. I was writing in my blog and I went, screw it. I'm not writing this in a blog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just writing and I was mad. I was crying. And it makes me emotional.
Yeah,
because
it should.
Because we have not only stepped backward, but when I was 17, and I wrote about it very, very poignantly with the details this time, we had a choice if you could get a doctor, or you know, you had to have 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 doctors, including psychiatrists. So just say you were mentally unstable to have a child. We had to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
My mother had to pay for that by a psychiatrist, had to go to several doctors, but there was a way out. And that was in 1971. There was a way out when abortion was illegal, before Roe versus Wade passed in January 22nd, 1973. I think you can fact check that date. I remember it. So now with some of the states, and I thank God we at least live in North Carolina, and so far we might make it a little bit. It was 3 months, and if, you know, you get it together, and if you can have a posse of people around you, and God knows I didn't know the laws. I was 17 years old, had never been to a gynecologist in my life, and all of a sudden I'm in every gynecologist's office and being treated really horribly because people were judgy, but whatever.
Right.
You know, my mom made sure I got taken care of.
You could get taken
you
care of.
You could do it.
You could get taken
you
care
could,
of.
And I had all the luck in the world, right? I had the luck on my side of a parent that was going to take care of me.
Exactly.
I think about all the women and young women and older women that have nothing. They have no one as their advocate, and they're being forced to have a child. They're being forced. What if, and there are many of them on the other side of the spectrum that are pregnant, that are going through ectopic,
you got
thank
it.
You, ectopic pregnancies, aren't able to get the care they need. This is absurd in the worst way. And so my whole anger, and I'm either going to go away and never come back, or I'm going to make more noise.
I like the second option.
We have got to get the people in power that are taking away the health care that women have the right to have out of power. Whether they're men or women, they have got to be voted out of power. This week we had a primary, thank you.
Election.
And I want us to always start at the local level.
Mm-hmm.
Those local level elections are important.
Well, it's really important because I think what you're speaking to is that feeling of out of control. Like, this is just madness and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And so while that might feel true, we all can.
Right.
We all can by starting on the most local, small level you can.
If you haven't yet guessed, I'm not a Republican, right? How could I be? I'm a woman. I keep saying that to people, and I really mean it now. If you're a woman, I'm not sure how you can be a Republican. It is no longer about your taxes. It is no longer, I don't know what it's come down to, because the Republican Party has turned into some kind of crazy cult racist group, and they want power over people. No one wants to empower others to, as the Republicans used to do, we want to empower these people so they can go out and get their jobs. Yay. That was a great idea. But that's not what they want anymore. They want power over people to hold them down so the rich get richer and the women stay at home and have babies, or the young girls are, you know, have no choices in their lives. I'm no longer going to be quiet about it. Not that I have been.
Right. But I mean, I think it's a reminder that when it does get so hard and heavy that you have two choices.
Yeah.
To just roll over and, you know, play dead, which doesn't do anything, or at least try again. And things might get worse. In fact, I'm pretty sure they are before they get better. I think we're going to have some massive issues and some hopeful shakeouts. But I mean, we won't have a planet soon enough.
Well, there's a lot of things, but to me, this one thing of having care of your own body,
right?
Really, it reverberates out into all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rights for other humans. You know, just everything. And if you want to look at the economy, by the way, if we continue to do this, it's gonna hurt our economy.
Right.
Women being forced to have children that, you know, not being able to have, you know, everybody's really worried about these babies being born, but they don't want to take care of them once they're born. and by the way, I want to give one more caveat to the women that really are on the other side of this issue, I respect your opinion and I will always honor your opinion and know that that's exactly what it is. Just like I have an opinion, but what we've all got to do is respect each other's rights as humans and Americans to allow those. Not everyone believes mm-hmm. the way I believe. Right. Not everyone believes the way you believe. If you believe you should not have an abortion or you should not do this or mm-hmm. that. And that's great. That's called the United States of America.
Freedom.
That's called democracy. But that also doesn't mean you can legislate your opinions because, first of all, not everybody has that. Second of all, not everyone has a Christian belief, for instance.
Right.
Or a religious belief at all.
Right.
Which I want to say one more thing about.
Please
this.
Do. And
so I'm going to say, you know, I've been a Republican in my life. I actually voted for Ronald Reagan. My brother almost killed me about that, but I did. And I've been on both sides of this coin.
Sure.
So I've lived a long time. It helps to have lived a long time. I'm now a Democrat. Because I have to be. I'm a small business owner. I'm mm-hmm. a woman. Those two things require me to vote blue this time, all the way down the road. And anybody that wants to talk to me about taxes, bring it on. Okay?
Right.
Just bring it on. And then I'll talk to you about how other people don't pay taxes. But anyway, it's not about the taxes, guys. It's not about the taxes.
Nope.
So what we found out recently is that Mecklenburg County, apparently, we're a big player.
Yes.
And we were supposed to go to a meeting last Monday, but I was under the weather and neither one of us went, where basically if all people, whether you're Republican, Independent, or Democrat, vote in the national election next fall, next November the 4th, if you vote blue and if you vote for Biden, we could turn the election if we turn North Carolina. And that's what we learned. We're not trying to convince people that are not feeling
right.
same way. We're trying to get you guys that say, my vote, oh, what the heck, nobody cares. Mm. We're trying to get you 18-year-olds that have never voted. He goes, why do I want to vote for an old man? He's 80-some years old. They're both ridiculously old. I don't care if he's in a coma. You're going to need to vote for him because he does know what he's doing. Our choice is between democracy and fascism. And our choice is between women having no rights at all or women having, you know, the right to own their own health care. And I don't even like saying that because there's so much more at stake than that.
There is.
There's so much more. Our economy, our environment, all those things. Our money. I mean, everybody can talk. We can talk pocketbook all day long. Has anybody noticed the economy is good? Yeah. Inflation is horridly high.
Right.
Our economy is really good. All you got to do is basically read anything or look at everybody going on vacation. You don't have to read a thing. We're doing well worldwide, not so well. You want worse? Vote the other way. I mean, I
ran the wrong color shirt.
I know. I know. But anyway, that has my anger. So
I can see.
Has my anger.
And I think that's important that, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of what you said is, you know, you're not trying to change people's minds or degrading someone else's opinion.
Beliefs.
Or beliefs. And, you know, that is what democracy is, the freedom to make these choices and get yourself educated and out there mm-hmm. and watch these cautionary tales because they're not going to be tales before too long.
And you cannot look at an issue like I'm going to stick on abortion because it's a thorny issue. There is no black and white here. Mm. Personally, you've heard my story again. I won't tell you this part about my story. I had a mother who was how many years? She'd been teaching Sunday school for like 25 years, Baptist Sunday school teacher, on the board of Lawrence Crittenden Home, a place where women, unwed women, went to have babies, then to be illegitimate babies, to then be put up for adoption. And what did that mother do before Roe versus Wade was passed? She went through the steps to get me an abortion at 17, mm-hmm. knowing that she didn't want to see me have my life ruined like so many others did at that time. not everybody's life was ruined.
Right.
But she knew me, and she knew it would be, and she was right. And that wasn't easy. That's a thorny decision. That's not a black and white decision. That was against, I'm sure, all of the conscience at that point.
Right.
This is not a decision to be made in legislation. This is a decision between a woman, her God, and her doctor. And if she doesn't have her doctor, a God, then it's she and her doctor. Because we've got to respect the fact that not everybody has a religion. But as far as my case went, I had an advocate. And I'm going to be the advocate sitting here on this mic for those that don't have a mother like mine.
Go Libba.
Yeah.
Your mama. Thank you.
Yeah. So there's that. I guess that, why are we getting this off on Jesse?
Because you deserve
it. Because it's important. No,
it is important. Because it's important.
I really
want. You are powerful because you are fearless.
And I'll probably, you know, at this point, it's weird. It's fine being 70. Mm. It's got its downsides, but you know, because you're almost at the end of the thing. But the upside is I've been through a lot of things. And if this offends you, then I send you love because I'm not here to offend. I'm here to enlighten the people that listen to us.
Right.
And if it's not enlightening,
maybe wake a few people up.
Then great. Turn me off.
Right. It's
fine. Good. But it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up and quit going, it's going to be fine. It's not going to be fine.
I like your point too, that, you know, you were open about being, you know, different political parties throughout your life.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's smart to pay attention to, that life changes, the world changes.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to be ingrained in like some hard party line just because you were born into it or whatever. I mean, be
no one's
willing
yeah.
to change with the times. I mean, mm-hmm. we used to have, you know, many different political parties than we do today.
I remember when Republicans were conservatives.
Right.
No. They're not.
Democrats were conservatives.
No.
Wait.
Democrats were liberals and Republicans were conservatives.
Oh, you mean when they actually were conservatives.
Oh. When they actually wanted a strong military. When they actually didn't suck up to a fascist leader like Putin. I'm sorry. That's what this Republican Party's doing. Are you kidding me? And we're sitting here allowing that? I mean, if that's the issue that gets you to vote and hold your nose and vote for a blue candidate, a Democratic candidate, then it's worth it. Because you can ask all those people that went through World War II, especially the Jews and the gays, who got thrown into those concentration camps, including the intellectuals. You know, this is not far-fetched.
No, it's not.
It's not far-fetched at all. And that's why this weekend sort of woke me up. I mean, I've been woke for a while, by the way. I'm pretty proud of being woke.
Right. But you had a moment. And we all have moments. And I just don't want you to not use your voice or feel like I've said it. What can I do? Because we all need to continue to hear it. And I told you how inspiring you are to people. It's like, your name's on a few things. You're kind of branded, and we kind of love you. So keep going.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And I just want to touch, too, on, you know, that element of feeling older and what that feels like. How does it feel?
It does feel older. This in 21, I remember turning 21 and feeling so old. This feels a little older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But does it come with that state of mind,
you know what it comes with?
What?
It comes with, I want to be loud. And I want to, it's like I've got very little, I'd say maximum 30 years left. That's not a lot of time.
Right.
But, you know, maybe less. So I've got some things to change. And one of the things is I want people to wake up, get off their devices that they're reading these, you know, people are really, really losing their shit about all these conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's messing us up in a big way.
Right.
And so, in my time left, I'm just going to keep speaking my truth. And the fact that I cannot believe I'm sitting here I want to say it's
1971
because that was actually more comfortable than this right now.
Right.
And that was a very uncomfortable time. We still have Vietnam. I mean, right now, nobody's paying attention. everybody, there's a lot of people going, yeah, I'm not voting for Biden because of the Gaza thing. This is a horrible, horrible thing going on in Gaza. You want to see what happens when Donald Trump's in office?
No. Thank you, though.
I mean, we have got so many things on our plates, and not Ukraine, Putin, he's just rolling this crowd. It's just unbelievable. I'm just going, how is it that the American, there is a real vast majority of Americans that are like, hey, I'm okay with Putin. Yeah, he's strong. He's strong as in he's an asshole strong, as he's, you know, he tortures people.
Kills. I mean,
that's strong. He's a bully. Is that who we want?
No.
Just saying.
I know. Liz for president.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'd vote for,
I think.
Next door neighbor sitting one thing, on the back porch over there.
I mean, is there somebody out there? One thing I feel like we're running into for sure is that we're, you know, we know the system is broken, and so we can't pull anybody into the ring because no one wants to be in this.
Oh, who would run for president?
Right.
It's like a torture chamber. It's like, mm-hmm. I mean, you saw how bad Obama, like, you know, aged and stuff. And yeah, Joe Biden's already up there. And by the way, Donald Trump's what, 4 years younger than him? None of these people are young,
right?
Okay?
We can deal with
none
age,
of them.
Age limits yeah. on the presidency next.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not, just right now, we've got to get through this crisis.
Yeah.
We've got to get through the crisis and then we've got to stabilize the country because we're doing okay. Yes, the world is aflame. And yes, some mistakes have been made, but nothing like could happen if we have the red people in the White House or in the, you know, and again, I'm going to say it starts at the
Supreme Court stack.
Yeah, the whole thing, it just blows my mind.
I know, but let's put a little positivity into it, right?
Let's
like we know let's that do. We could be blowing up, but I do think, I mean, if I had to full circle this back to somebody like Tina Turner, somebody like Liz Hilliard, somebody like Jane Fonda.
Oh, wow.
Just throwing you in with the trifecta. Yeah. I mean, no, we're all important and we're all to be valued.
Yes,
that is my point. And that being an activist in any way, shape, or form, whether or not you're teaching positivity and, you know, kindness and equality to your children mm-hmm. by just talking to them about
or
it.
Or modeling it.
Modeling it, mm-hmm. showing it, you know, leading in that direction, mm-hmm. even just at your home, just within your community. I mean,
yeah.
you know, you put yourself around people who, one, are open-minded enough, even if you're different,
yeah.
but who can be open-minded enough to have, you know, sometimes difficult but important conversations and to do things like you're doing, you know, whether that's acting, singing, dancing, fitness,
yeah.
leadership, yes. writing, using your platform in whatever way it is
yes.
to share your beliefs.
Yeah, we talked about that last time. Don't only not be afraid, be happy. Go and engage people that disagree with you. And then do it in a way that you actually listen. Mm-hmm. I want to listen to you if mm-hmm. you 100% disagree with me. I don't have to judge you. I get to listen and then I get to see where we're all standing.
Right.
And where there's always a place where we agree.
I was about to say
always.
Yeah. Yep. We're probably not that far apart.
No, we're not.
Right. But instead we get wrapped up in like the noise, the vitriol.
Of the social media mm-hmm. And by the way, the social media is just feeding us what we want to hear. If we are on the right, we're hearing what we want to hear. If we're on the left, we're hearing what we want
to
hear.
It's not that hard to figure that out either, because if
algorithms.
I say the word weighted blanket,
right.
like I'm going to get an ad for that in 5 minutes. So, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. You're getting.
It's not that it's right or wrong what you're getting, but it's not all factual.
So, you know, yeah. I got no answers for you except be loud. Get your voice on.
Yeah.
Get your voice on. And we're using it today. I didn't know we were going to use the podcast today for that.
Well, I just wanted to, really, it was me recognizing your moment that felt, you know, angry, sad, and lonely. And that a lot of people probably feel like that at different times.
That's weird. I'm still feeling it.
That's okay.
I've been angry, sad, and lonely.
Right.
All weekend.
And I mean,
except for when I was with my granddaughter.
I think that promotes more activism and more change. So mm-hmm. I think you need to be aware mm-hmm. of how you're feeling and what to do about it. And sometimes you can at least sit with it. Sometimes you share it with somebody, mm-hmm. maybe a lot of listeners, maybe with just your partner. Maybe you write it down, but it's important yeah. to see how you're feeling and figure out what you can do, even if it feels small.
There is no small. I just feel like kindness in any form or encouragement in any form or showing that you're listening is never wasted. It's mm-hmm. so, that's mm-hmm. the Be Powerful thing on my wall. I wrote that in a post I put out this weekend because I was I was kind of angry and sad and lonely. And so I put a post out that said something like that. But it mostly said, Be Powerful is not a suggestion. It's a requirement right now. And we actually happen to be in Women's History Month, which, you know, ooh. I guess that's a Hallmark card. I don't know. They make shit up all the time. But.
Well, no, I think we've just talked about women who
right.
we honor.
Women
and
need
have
to be honored.
Changed the face of history.
Yeah. And I want you all to be the women that chase,
that's right.
changed the face of history. And I'm going to do my part.
Good.
And do your part.
I'll follow along. And I do think that piece about kindness is a very simple mm-hmm. Touchstone for our lives. And that if I think about just leading by example for my children,
yeah.
look at what we are putting at the highest level of
right.
power
right.
in our society and how much or how little kindness is coming out of that.
Right.
Space.
I mean, okay.
It's a kind of
simple
unbelievable.
Question. Would you allow your 7-year-old to be in the room with Joe Biden? For, you know, 15 minutes alone? Or would you allow your 7-year-old to be in the room with Donald Trump for 15 minutes alone?
It's a no-brainer.
I mean, we think we teach our children kindness, but then we show them unkindness mm-hmm. and we show them hatred.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we decide that we're not going to put up with it any longer and we're not going to be polite and allow it, like we're... Then we're going to change, and we're going to change it by voting. And that's why, and I know that we have a lot of listeners here in Mecklenburg County. This county by itself, even if the rest of the state voted red, if all the people turned out that are already registered as Democrats, and I am not even talking about independents,
right?
Democrats, if you just get yourself to the polls, we could flip the state. And we could save our country a lot of heartache, and we could save our democracy.
On that note,
that was heavy. So
it's heavy. Let's talk about your legs. Fabulous and those legs.
No.
We got the powerful and the fearless part pretty much covered. But you are fabulous, and those legs are pretty
Thanks.
Amazing.
Thank
Not
you.
Not that anyone can see them here, but you know. You got to have an active Instagram. So
yeah, I do. I got mad about that today too. I was like, I'm gonna start writing some mean things.
Oh my goodness!
Not mean. You know what I mean?
Give people a piece of your mind.
I'm not gonna do that.
I think that's the problem.
You've got to remain kind. Nobody wants to listen to a bunch of blowhards. We already have those in Washington. You know, that's just ridiculous. Uh-huh. I'm trying to lighten up right now. I've had a really
You're trying hard. It's not working at all.
I've had a really it's been an interesting weekend because I went down hard.
It's okay.
I went down hard.
That's okay. There's light at the end of that tunnel, baby.
Yeah.
And I'm right here with you.
Thank you.
Well,
I'm lucky.
Love you, Tina.
Are we going to really, we're going to pull this train in the station now? Is the train chugging in?
Sure.
Do you have anything else to say? You have a joke or anything you can throw?
No. Nope.
Okay.
No, just grateful for everybody listening. Share, rate, review. Maybe it's a doozy for you. Maybe you didn't listen to a thing, but if you did and you made it here, then go blue.
Yeah. just this once, and then you can go back. Yeah, it's fine. Just this once. We just got to save our America, our
save
democracy.
Save our America.
We just got to save democracy and
we can
women
move forward,
which are half of us, and then we'll be okay. Then we can fight other things out, and we can go no, and all those things. But right now we're in a pretty important time.
Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. We're good. Thank
we're
you.
Good. We're good. We're good. We're fine. It's fine. We're fine.
Yeah. It's fine. No worries.
Okay, Liz. Love you, baby.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to us today, wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, you can now find our podcast on YouTube.
Yeah. If you liked it, please share, rate, and review. We love 5 stars. And we hope you'll work out with us online or in studio at HilliardStudioMethod.com.